Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tom Pachyork. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Vance Law. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lamar Hoyt. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting sixth. The DH, Roy Howell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ed Romero. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ned Yost. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Caldwell. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Pachyork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyork hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore who is chasing the ball. Pachyork reaches third base with a triple. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill takes first base on ball four. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines takes first base on ball four. Hill moves to second. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Law reaches second base with a double. Pachyork scores. Hill scores. Baines goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0. White Sox. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive towards first. Patchy Orrick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Romero moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Yount reaches second base with a double. Romero scores. Yost goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 3, Brewers, 3. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Ogilvie reaches second base with a double. Yount scores. It's 4-3, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Paciorek hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 4. Brewers, 4. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orrick scoops it up and throws to first, with Hoyt covering, for the out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Romero hits a pop-up towards short. Law settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Luzinski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive towards first. Patchy Orrick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Caldwell covering, for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Law hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gantner pinch hits for Ed Romero. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from Hill and he is out, Bernazard applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Gantner now playing second base. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-3 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Luzinski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kemp moves to second. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Paciorek hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to second. 2 outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor scores. It's 5-4, Brewers. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ogilvie is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Rudy Law pinch hits for Mark Hill. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Vance Law. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Squires pinch hits for Aurelio Rodriguez. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.